James Anaya recalls that he was appointed special rapporteur just a few months after the UN General Assembly adopted the Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. According to the expert, the adoption of the declaration marked a historic moment for recognition of the existence of indigenous peoples who are characterized by distinct cultural identities. Mr. Anaya points out that indigenous peoples have suffered and in many ways continue to suffer widespread and systematic deprivation of their human rights. He says the declaration paints a vision of a world in which individual and collective rights of indigenous peoples are respected.
Throughout my time as Special Rapporteur, I've witnessed indigenous people striving to make this alternative vision a reality amid daunting challenges. And I've also seen some progress to that end, as states and multiple international institutions have moved to develop policies and programs to advance respect for indigenous peoples' rights. However, although I'm encouraged by positive developments in many places, I remain concerned about the reality of ongoing struggles and of violations of indigenous peoples' rights throughout the world.
One area of concern for the UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues is what the extractive industries are doing in the lands of indigenous peoples. Paul Kanyinke Sena, the chairperson of the forum, says as these industries diminish in other parts of the world, there is now a lot of interest in Africa, where a lot of oil and gas is being discovered, especially in the eastern region of the continent.
All this is being found in indigenous people's territories. But we also see that within the climate change arena, while solutions to climate change are being discussed, that includes wind, geothermal, and solar energy generation projects, these are also happening in indigenous people's territories. And the current trend is that when oil or gas or any other mineral resource is discovered, or when a big windmill, solar, or energy project is about to be constructed in indigenous people's territory, the idea is to compensate people to make them move. But where will these people move to? It's very difficult.
Indigenous women are particularly vulnerable to violations of human rights and exploitation, says Myrna Cunningham, a member of the UN Permanent Forum on Indigenous Issues.
Last week, we saw in the papers an indigenous woman in Mexico was not attended in a clinic, and she gave birth in front of the clinic. Several months ago, I mentioned the fact that poverty in indigenous communities that have a lot of resources are selling their daughters to drug traffickers just to get some income to survive.
The members of the Permanent Forum and the Special Rapporteur also came to UN headquarters in New York to prepare for next year's World Conference on Indigenous Peoples. Myrna Cunningham says indigenous women around the world are already preparing for that conference.
Next week, indigenous women from different parts of the world will meet in Lima, in Peru, to prepare for the World Conference. We will be more than 200 indigenous women from the 7 regions, and we will be addressing our sexual and reproductive rights. We will be reviewing what have happened since Beijing 20 years ago, in which way this have changed indigenous women's life.
Ms. Cunningham says the indigenous women will also address the challenges that the world will face in the development agenda after the 2015 deadline for meeting the Millennium Development Goals to end poverty. Derek Mbata, United Nations.